My favorite show is on, so Derek will be home soon. Sure enough, the front door opens, and he enters right on time. What the hell happened here? He stammers as soon as the door is closed. What? I pretend to faithfully be watching my show. I'm not in the mood to answer his questions tonight. What the hell happened here? He repeats. Well, I begin. Then I decide I'm not going to tell him. Really, hon? His voice is mellow and calm now. I just want to know if you're all right or not. You look like you've had a rough day. Yes, as a matter of fact, I have, I reply. Maybe he'll be fine with it. Sometimes he seems to really understand. I guess it doesn't matter if one of the clowns hears me tell. It's their fault anyway. Maybe it'll help to talk about it. He tries to be persuasive and sits down beside me and tries to touch my shoulder, but I jerk away and he just sits there looking concerned. I stare at the TV, trying to appear engrossed in what's going on. Are you going to tell me what happened here today? He continues, I really don't think it's going to do you any good to not say anything and just ignore me. I can tell he's upset and trying not to show it. His voice keeps trying to rise and it sounds as though it's taking all of his energy to keep it calm. No, I don't think I'll tell him. Let him figure it out for himself. Okay, fine. You want to sit here in your own little world? Fine. I won't intrude and try to help you see some reality. Sit right there all night if you want. I really don't care. Finishing his speech, he gets up and goes upstairs to shower. I hear him reach the top of the stairs and then enter the bedroom. Oh, shit! I hear him yell. And then I hear him come back downstairs. He stands at the bottom of the landing and just looks at me without saying anything. I look at him and smile. He just turns and heads back upstairs to take a shower. My show is over now, so I watch the news. I can partially tell what's going on by the pictures they show. Derek finishes his shower and comes back downstairs to make some dinner. Do you want me to help? I call to him in the kitchen. No, I think I can handle things on my own, he replies. I hear him rummaging through the pots and pans cupboard. Do you know where the big cast iron pan is? He calls to me. Yes, I reply. Silence. Never mind, I don't want to know. I hear him mumble something but can't make out the words. Maybe he's talking to one of them. I get up and peek around the corner, but he's just standing in front of the refrigerator with the door open, looking for something to cook. I go back and sit on the sofa while he cooks and eats his dinner. I refuse when he offers me some. I think I'll just sit down here all night. Derek finishes his dinner and goes to bed, even though it's still light outside. I think I'll just sit and watch TV all night. I find a blanket and curl up on the sofa with my frying pan and settle in for the long night ahead.